Blog Talk Radio.
There's a place dear to me where I'm longing to be with my friends at the old country church. There with mother we went and our Sundays were spent with my friends at the old country church.
Precious years of memory.
Oh, what joy they bring to me.
How I long
once more to be with my friends at the old country church. As a small country boy, how my heart beat with joy when I knelt in the old country church. And the Savior above, by His wonderful love, saved my soul in the old country church.
Precious years of memory.
Oh, what joy they bring to me.
How I long once more to be
with my friends at the old country church. My thoughts make me weep, for so many now sleep in their graves near the old country church. And sometime I may rest with the friends I love best in a grave near the old country church.
Precious years of memory. Oh, what joy they bring to me.
With my friends at the old country church.
Well, good evening and greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Praise His holy name. Now, the other evening, a few evenings back, pardon me. A few evenings back, I played a song that asked us all a question. I'm going to play that song again for you. But I really want you to, hear.
To the Lord.
but to the Lord. Where could I go? Oh, where could I go? Seeking a refuge for my soul. Needing a friend to save me in the end. Where could I go but to the Lord? God's own word. Yet when I face the chilling hand of death, where could I go but to the Lord? Where could I go? Oh, where could I go? Seeking a refuge for my soul. Needing a friend to save me in the end. Where could I go but to the Lord? Where could I go but to the Lord?
Well, praise the Lord. If that gives us something to think about too, that song, asking you, where can you go but to the Lord? We all know if we don't go there, well, we're gone. That ought to make us stop and think about the things we're doing and the kind of life that we're living. All right. Let's get ready now for our communion. So all it takes, communion with us, get your bread, and we know that the Lord Jesus, the night in which he was betrayed, he took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. So take your bread. Now get your cup. And after the same manner, also, he took the cup, and when he had supped, saying, this cup is the new testament in my blood. This do ye as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. So drink your cup. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show the Lord's death till he come. All right. We praise and thank God for everything he has done for us and all of the gifts that he has done for you and I. Now we're going to be in the last chapter of 1 John, chapter 5. Now, it's very short. Twenty-one verses, a lot of them are short. Now, verse 1. ever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. And everyone that loveth him, that begat loveth him, also that is begotten of him. Now, we see here that this beget means a father, in this case God. That is begotten of him means the Son. And in this case, it's Jesus. John makes general illustrative points that one who cares for the Father automatically cares also for that Father's child. Now, we studied that this morning and we finished with that chapter, which finishes us with the book of 1 John. And we're going to be going in now to the first chapter. In fact, there's only two chapters to the book of 2 John. We're going to be going there now. And in verse 1 there, it says, the elder unto the elect lady and her children, whom I love in the truth, and not I only, but also all they that have known the truth, for the truth's sake, which dwelleth in us, and shall be with us forever. Now, we know that the elder is the aged Apostle John, who according to ancient tradition lived into his 90s, whom is plural. To love in the truth means truly and really to love, and to love in a fashion constant with the Christian meaning of that word, and the truth which John and others have known is a combination of factual knowledge regarding the Word of God and personal knowledge of Jesus Christ. And that second verse we read, John loves his readers for the truth's sake, or because of the truth, which likely has reference to the personal preference of Christ. The cardinal fruit of the Spirit of Christ is love. All right. As we go into 3, grace be with you, mercy and peace from God the Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of the Father, in truth and love. We find here in this, grace, mercy, and peace are not common words in John's writing. In this greeting, he is likely reflecting common usage in Christian circles of the time and era. God and Jesus Christ were placed on virtually the same level here, since Son of the Father is the title that implies equality with the Father. All right. Now, verse 4. I rejoice greatly that I found of thy children walking in truth, as we have received a commandment from the Father. We know But that is telling us of the children means some of your children. That is some believers in the fellowship of are the family of Almighty God. John is addressing walking in a Jewish idiom for living. John is saying we should live by the truth or in accordance with God's revealed word and will. If we do that, we'll be walking in truth. 5. And now I beseech thee, lady, not as though I wrote a new commandment unto thee, but that which we had from the beginning, that we love one another. And we, as we see in John, emphasis on love is a hallmark of John's writing. In Luke, for instance, the noun or verb form of the word occurs about a dozen times. But in John's gospel alone, it occurs more than 40 times. Think about that. 40 times that word love appears in this short gospel of 1 John. Now, I was mistaken a while ago when I told you maybe 21 verses to this chapter. There's only 13, really. I got a hold of the wrong page that I was looking at. I'm sorry. Now, 6. And this is love, that we walk after his commandments. This is the commandment, that as ye have heard from the beginning, ye should walk in it. For some, love has little to do with obedience. Yet John, following Jesus, stresses that to love is to obey. As one of Jesus' closest disciples, John would have heard the Master raise the question, why call ye me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say? And we all know, and we've heard that phrase before in other places in the Word of God. Now, 7. For many deceivers are entered into the world who confess not that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh. This is a deceiver and an antichrist. The deceivers seem to have been the Gnostics, Christians, individuals who denied that the Son of God had really taken on human flesh. John realizes that to attack the doctrine of the incarnation, Christ taking on human flesh, is to strike at the very root of Christianity. Because we know that without the Lord Jesus Christ and his coming to earth in the flesh, and what he done for us, if that had never been, there'd be no Christianity. But we know he did it. There was too many witnesses to all for us not to know. And in our lifetime, if we really stop and think, we have seen enough in the world today to know that he had to be here. Because for most of us, we can be witnesses for him. Because just as myself, you see, he has touched this body of mine with his healing power more than once. And he's working with it again right now. And I'm gaining knowledge that I've never had before. So we know that he is now still in existence in heaven, but his spirit is living in us along with the Holy Spirit of Almighty God. And we know that those three are one. We found that out this morning again, because we have read that several times before we got in to 1 John. Now, 8, look to yourself that we lose not those things which we have wrought, but that we receive a full reward. And we know that the first and third, we should probably be you. And according to many ancient manuscripts, it is dangerous for any person, including a believer, to follow teachings contrary to the scripture. And you've heard me preach that many, many times, because this is not the only place that you're going to find that listed. Now, 9. Whosoever transgresseth and abideth not, pardon me, in the doctrine of Christ has not God. That abideth in the doctrine of Christ, he has both the Father and the Son. Now, 11. For he that biddeth him Godspeed is partaker of his evil deed. We have to be careful in who we speak to and wish them Godspeed, because if they are not right with God, according to his word right here, he's not right with God, and we wish him Godspeed, we're partakers of his evil deeds. You see, there's a lot to learn, and we'll be learning the day we step out of this life and into the next, regardless of how much we do remember or that we know. We'll never know and remember it all. But we have to bring the best and mainly the working parts of the Word of God into our lives. Now, 12, having many things to write unto you, I would not write with paper and ink, but I trust to come unto you and speak face to face, that our joy may be full. And 13, the children of thy elect sister greet thee, and he ends with amen. But the paper was papyrus, writing material made from reeds. One of the reasons for the baptistry of this epistle is that John intended to speak to his readers in person very soon. Now, as we have come through 1 John, I pray you have gained a lot of things. And it has stirred up a lot of things in my memory. And a lot of things it's had me thinking about and making sure that I have it in my life. And I'm sure that I'm going to find more yet that I need to bring into my life. We are now finished with 1 John. I'm not going to get into 2 John tonight because these 14 verses there, we'll take that in the morning. We're getting real close now to finishing up with the New Testament. Because after 3 John, we will be in Jude. And Jude is not really that long either. We find Jude as being 24 verses, 25 verses. And then we have finished with the New Testament, all except for Revelation. But we will see where God wants us to go next. Because he knows who is listening right now. And he knows those that will come on and listen. And he knows what each one of us needs. So he'll put us doing whatever he has planned for all of us. All right. Now as we close his word, we'll go to the Lord in prayer. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Father, once again as we close your word, we thank you for it. We thank you for the Lord Jesus and for the Holy Spirit. Father, we pray for the saints wherever they are in the world. We know they're scattered everywhere. And some are walking in high risk because they believe in Jesus. We pray for them, Father, and ask the Holy Spirit to keep them in health, keep them safe, and see to their needs. Father, I pray for Jerusalem and Israel that they have peace, and also this land of mine here, where I live, that it has peace. Father, I pray that Jerusalem and Israel, that all there, that all their faith and belief in the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior, as their Messiah. In this land, Father, of ours, turn this back and walk away, taking Jesus out of every place he was in. Father, those that have been party to that, some of them are sitting in our government office, and others are in offices that we consider being judges. And I pray, Father, that all that have brought this evil upon this land be removed from office, Father, and replaced by those that are walking in righteousness, that love you, love the Lord Jesus, love your church, your people, and this land, and that will work with us to put this land back on the foundation which it was founded by your word and the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, I now pray for Kenny Powers, for Dennis Lee, for Amy and Tom and Jacob, for Millie and Bobby Johnson, for my wife, Father, for those that are in the nursing home and going home, I pray, Father, for Sue Branson, for Daryl and Debbie, for Alex Stone, for Courtney and Shane, for Chris and Sam and that little family, and for all of our children, all of our grandchildren and great-grandchildren, that they all find the Lord with the Lord Jesus Christ, so that none be lost, that they will be making heaven their home. Our Father, keep us all through this night in health, safe, and bring us together again in the morning at 10 a.m. Eastern time, Father, and back into your word. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. All right, everyone. Have a great, great day. You walk with him, he'll walk with you. Have a good one.